They got him this morning when the doctors didn't talk to him for a solid half hour, just giving him hell. That'll all be wiped away if you just call him to say thank you for what you did today.
Oh, I'll sure do that.
I know George is just really hurting.
I sure do.
I was actually very, very
well. I'll be glad to. Now, Clint, get that job done on this nuclear thing.
We're working on that. We're going to work on it.
Call on them for some replies and explanations.
Yeah.
And so forth, because we got to have a little of that.
Another
thing, now, this Miller has drawn $200,000 from the Lockport Fell Company, and all he's done is lobby over the Tariff Commission and have his brother over there every day, and he's been drawing $7,500 a year regularly for this outfit and going and getting it. Now, somebody ought to touch him up when they're giving me so much hell on the Bobby Baker thing.
Oh, they're working anymore. We don't worry, they're going to work over Barry tomorrow.
Okay.
By the way, now, I've told Jack Blaney we hope to have you in New Mexico. I'm not going to fall out of you if we don't, but we do need you for one noon stop or breakfast stop someday, if possible. If we don't happen, don't worry about it.
Right, now, is that Albuquerque paper going to go to work for us, Griffin?
Yes, sir.
Well, you should check on it and get them busy now.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And listen, Ken.
Yes, sir.
I thought maybe you might fly up to Alaska. They can make me and Ben Johnson come up there, and I can. And I think you ought to.
I think you ought to
let Jack Valenti tell them that we're going to have a hero's welcome, and by God, they ought to give you the damnedest party you ever got, and you ought to go on a non-political basis, and then get the real get in the job while you're up there.
Steve Hallaby said he would go ahead and take me up there in time when he has to go.
I wish you would.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Okay.
All right.